And Lord, we thank you for the good news that we've had in our body from various members and different medical situations. Lord, we thank you for each and every victory. And Lord, we thank you for the other situations that have yet to be resolved, because they each present an opportunity for you to glorify yourself even more. And so, Lord, we thank you in advance that that's the God you are, a God who takes every moment, good or bad, to glorify yourself. So we ask that you would glorify yourself today in this place as we sing and worship and read scripture and hear a message. Do something for each of us, and as you magnify and glorify yourself in our lives and in our eyes. We ask that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Psalm 63, verse 9 and 10. Actually, that is not right, but it's 64, 9 and 10. All mankind will fear. They will proclaim the works of God and ponder what he has done. Let the righteous rejoice in the Lord and take refuge in him. Let all the upright in heart praise him. Amen. So please stand or sit and sing with us as we worship our God.
I can't.
Psalm 63, verse 1 through 4. Oh God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live. And in your name, I will lift up my hands. Amen.
You are love, you bring light to the
John 16, verse 5 reads, "Now I'm going to him who sent me, yet none of you ask me, 'Where are you going?' Because I have said these things, you are filled with grief, but I tell you the truth, it is good. It is for your good that I'm going away. Unless I go away, the counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment. In regard to sin, because men do not believe in me. In regard to righteousness, because I'm going to the Father where you can see me no longer. And in regard to judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will speak not on his own, he will speak only what he hears. And he will tell you what is yet to come. He will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you." Amen. really cool space to be in, I'm just saying. Trusting God. Psalm 66, verse 16. He's come and listen, all you who fear God. Let me tell you what he has done for me. I cried out to him with my mouth. His praise was on my tongue. If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But God has surely listened and heard my voice in prayer. Praise be to God who has not rejected my prayer or withheld his love from me. Amen.
Trust in you. The Lord is my light and salvation.